The last time the Milwaukee Bucks were NBA champions, Richard Nixon was president. A new home cost a little more than $28,000, and a first-class stamp was 8 cents. The year was 1971, but last night the drought came to an end.
Tucker with the rebound. The Suns are not going to foul. It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions. Let the celebration begin.
The voice of Ted Davis, the voice of the Bucks, in front of more than 17,000 fans at Five Serve Forum in downtown Milwaukee, and an estimated 65,000 more outside in the Deer District. The Bucks beat the Phoenix Suns in Game 6, 105-98. Giannis Antetokounmpo continued his legendary postseason performance, scoring 50 points, throw in 14 rebounds and 5 blocks. No surprise, he's the Finals MVP. Bucks president Peter Fagan says the big celebration will happen tomorrow with the championship parade, something that didn't happen when they won it last time. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How excited are you about the Bucks and their championship? What's your favorite thing about the team? Were you at the game, in the arena or the Deer District? Have you been a longtime fan, or did you join in this year? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. J.R. Radcliffe is a sports reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He covers social stories and trending local sports topics. J.R., welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, here's a trending local sports topic. I imagine you and your colleagues have been pretty busy the last 24 hours or so.
Yeah, it's been something. I told my wife's out of town, and I just talked to her on the phone and said, "Oh, I remember to water your flowers here at 4 o'clock." It was the first time I had left my house because I was downtown until wee hours of the morning, and then I've been just working on stuff pretty much since we got home. There's a lot of angles and a lot of just incredible stories to tell. So I've got some great colleagues, and everybody's been really hard at work.
Now, you've been in Wisconsin for a while now. You've covered the Bucks. What's it like now to see them at the top after they were darn near the bottom not that long ago?
Yeah, it obviously takes some getting used to. This is, and I had tweeted this last night, it's actually the first time we've had a Milwaukee sports team win, at least for Major League Baseball and the NBA, the two big leagues, win on home soil. The two other times this has happened, in 1971, the Bucks won in Baltimore, and in 1957, the Milwaukee Braves won in New York. So even for the rare person in Milwaukee, the 20% of you who remember the 1971 Bucks title, that were here then, you know, there's been nothing like this. This is so unprecedented. And the Bucks really committed to this rebuild back in 2013 when Giannis Antetokounmpo was a rookie. Chris Middleton was on the team in his first year. They knew they were bad. They took some lumps because they played guys that they, you know, some veterans that weren't going to be here for very long, but also it was an opportunity for Giannis to get his feet wet. And the rapport that the two of those players ended up building over time became kind of the central rock behind the Bucks' success. So the last 3 years, there's been some heartbreak, but some obvious market improvement where they're one of the best teams in the NBA. And now they've taken this next step. It's pretty great to be a Milwaukee sports fan right now.
Talking about the Milwaukee Bucks championship win last night, J.R. Radcliffe is with us from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You could join in with your reactions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Your thoughts on last night's game, on the season, off on the playoff run, on the Bucks rags to riches rise over the last 7 years. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. JR, let's talk about Giannis Antetokounmpo and his performance last night. Giannis, I don't think this is just like a hometown pride thing, right? This postseason run for him is going to be a thing of NBA legend. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. I mean, to score 50 points like he did in a clinching game is the stuff that honestly legends are made of. That Jordan, you know, Michael Jordan, it's that level of performance. 33 points in the second half, I believe Jordan's the only other player to have done that. And it came on a night when sort of the supplementary stars, Chris Middleton and Jrue Holiday, were struggling on offense, and he put the team on his back, you know, and his knees, the knee that just a couple weeks ago looked like it had sustained an injury that he would never be able to come back from, and let alone play at this level. I mean, he had something in every one of these games. Game one, just coming back was amazing in the NBA Finals. Just having him on the floor was unexpected, and he put up great numbers, not as normal scoring output, but still very, very good. Game two, he scores 40 points in a loss. Game three, he goes back-to-back 40-point games that had only been done, I believe, two other times maybe in NBA Finals history. He then authors one of the greatest blocks in NBA history in game four, a game-saving block. He's on the finishing end of an alley-oop that'll be played for years in Milwaukee on highlight reels from Drew Holiday. That's game five. And then game six, he still has something left in the tank to stun us all. He has a tremendous individual effort, 50 points, 14 rebounds, hits almost all his free throws, which is very rare for him, 17 of 19 from the free throw line. Five blocks. I mean, the guy was everywhere. He was a singular force of nature. The type of stuff you can only dream of having if you're a small market franchise. And they've got him now, and they've got him for the next 4 years at least. And he's going to be one of the great. I mean, he is one of the greatest athletes in Milwaukee sports history. He may have a case to be the greatest. It's really impressive.
And JR, I got to say, if I was like a Hollywood script writer and my first draft says, the star gets hurt in games in the semifinals, we don't know if he's going to come back. Oh, but then he comes back, the team holds it together, and then he has this. I would throw it away. Too much of a cliche.
Too on the nose,
that doesn't
right?
really happen, right?
And that's just the on the court stuff. I mean, it's such a fairy tale story. Him coming, you know, born to Nigerian immigrants in Greece and a family having to scratch and claw for everything they could get. He's this raw sort of undiscovered talent. He's drafted as a teenager, brought to Milwaukee at 18, 19 years old, a guy who's just so raw, and they couldn't have possibly known what they had with him, not just as a player, but as sort of an ambassador. Like, he's gone viral a couple times this week for some of the quotes he's had, some of the just really interesting moments of introspection. Great sense of humor. He was driving through a Chick-fil-A this morning, getting chicken nuggets, ordering 50 chicken nuggets in honor of his 50 points with the NBA championship, the Larry O'Brien trophy, and his NBA Finals MVP trophy in the car with him. Like, he just gets it. He's having a great time. He's youthful and yet seemingly, you know, very mature with just incredible insight. There's no way they could have foreseen what they had in him as a player in person. He's just blossomed before Milwaukee's eyes. You know, how do you not fall in love with a guy like that? It is truly a fairy tale story. It's going to be a movie on Disney Plus. So, like, even Disney knows what they have with this. And now what an amazing next chapter here.
We're celebrating the Milwaukee Bucks' first NBA championship in 50 years with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sports reporter J.R. Radcliffe. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How does it feel to be a Bucks fan today? Do you have a Giannis jersey on right now? Do you have a favorite memory of this season, this playoff run? Do you have a favorite Bucks memory of all time? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We are talking about the newly crowned NBA champions, Milwaukee Bucks, with J.R. Radcliffe, sports reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He covers trending local sports topics. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 with your favorite moments, your comments, your thoughts on this championship. 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Let's bring on a caller now. John is with us in La Crosse. John, hi.
Hi. I'm a bandwagon basketball fan, but I'm all fans Wisconsin, anything to do with Wisconsin. But what really captured me about this team is watching them play and their work ethic. They're just outworking everyone. I think that reflects what Wisconsin is kind of all about, and we didn't have to go out to purchase these or buy these supermarket players. We were able to draft, develop, bring in a few pieces, and really just through hard work, grit, and determination, we were able to get the job done. I think that is something that a lot of Wisconsinites can relate to and aspire to.
John, thanks a lot for the call. JR, what do you think? The Bucks a good match for Wisconsin, and I think Milwaukee in particular.
Yeah, particularly guys like on the fringes of this rotation, like PJ Tucker and Bobby Portis, really blue collar guys, brought in newcomers to the Bucks. Portis obviously became sort of a fan favorite here. There's this love affair right now between Milwaukee and Portis, who's such a high energy, work hard guy, PJ Tucker, a veteran, a gritty guy. And going back to Giannis, just the insatiable desire he has to get better and better and better. He always talks about it. He never takes anything for granted. And that has been his MO from day one. It's why he's gotten to where he is. You got an understated guy in Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday, another newcomer who immediately got into the community and started doing great things and is just, you know, just a brilliant mind and a fascinating guy. And yeah, there is such an easy team to root for. There's no one on this team who's, you know, is a guy who's just like chasing a ring or whatever, who's got, you know, maybe he already has one, or he's, there's no one on this team that's difficult to root for. And really the Suns were like that too, to a degree, but this Bucks team, a lot of people nationally love them too.
Thanks for that call. We'll go now to Owen in Madison. Owen, hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Owen, what did you want to talk about?
Well, you know, I've been a Bucks fan for my entire life to this point, you know, and it's great to see the fact that they were able to progress. They found their identity a couple of years ago against the Raptors, but came up a little bit shy when it comes to talent around Giannis. So the past couple of years, just building it up, getting those new guys like Bobby Portis, who everyone loves, PJ Tucker, great defender, is able to be like that kind of guy for them. And obviously Drew Holiday, who was two-way player, led them. I mean, he had more assists than Chris Paul. It's crazy to see how the Bucks team have went from the bottom dwellers in the NBA to now on top.
Oh, and thanks a lot for that call. And that reminds me, JR, I keep seeing people pulling up quotes from Giannis and from Bucks organization people in those darker days talking about, we don't want to just be a good team, we want to be champions. Giannis talking about taking it, his goal was to win an NBA championship. Did people really take that seriously as they were saying that?
Maybe not when he was younger, but as he got better and better, and the big question mark was, would he sign that Supermax extension before the season, which he ultimately did, of course. And a lot of speculation that a guy like that would want to test the waters and want to play for a big market out west or out east, or, you know, put himself in the best position possible to win a championship, which ironically enough turned out to be Milwaukee, which he knew. And he said all along, every piece of evidence we had was he loved it here. He wanted to stay here. He was a humble guy. He appreciated the small town vibe, the family atmosphere. And then he backed it up by signing on the dotted line. He's going to be here for another 4 to 5 years. And you know, he led this team to a title. So that, yeah, he's backed it up, everything he said. And we're believing him now. He's a champion, an NBA champion.
Owen, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Talking about the Bucks championship with J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And before we run out of time, J.R., I want to give a listen to a song that I understand you're kind of keen on. Here's a listen to Got Bucks Lust by Eddie Lemberger.
Got Bucks Lust. I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks Lust. Got Bucks Lust.
There's the gist. Eddie Lemberger, who I understand wrote the I Love My Green Bay Packers back in the 90s. What's the story here?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I had a chance to talk to him a few weeks ago. He's an artist, and he's done a few songs. He's done a lot of songs. But the ones that really caught on, of course, were I Love My Green Bay Packers back in the day, and now this one. And he was a big believer that if the Bucks just heard his song, if his song caught on, it would ignite something. It would give the Bucks an opportunity to win the title. And I don't know how much I believe that, but you know, he turned out to be right. So this is a lot of songs popping up, a lot of different genres represented. I think it's pretty cool. It's just you saw that with the Packers in their Super Bowl runs. It's just a sign of the enthusiasm that people have for this team. And so that one, Got Bucks Lust, is going to live forever. I'm not sure how comfortable everyone will be with that, but it's going to be here a while.
It's kind of a hard phrase to say, Got Bucks Lust. I don't know. Yes. Maybe, though. Who am I to judge?
It's an earworm. It gets in your head, though.
So, Jay, I got to ask, what does this mean for Milwaukee? As you mentioned, Midwestern, you know, smaller market by big sports standards. We're used to that, you know, with successful Green Bay teams. What does this mean for Milwaukee?
Well, there's obviously an economic impact. There's the... I'm sure the Bucks will benefit greatly. There's going to be renewed interest in their team. It's going to be a lot harder to get a ticket than it has been in years past. And I think from their perspective, it's knowing now that they've won a title, that you can do it. You can win a title in a small town by, you know, relatively speaking, that's going to be attractive to other players who want to win a championship and maybe will consider playing in Milwaukee, where they previously would have closed that door in their mind, because it's a cold city. You know, the NBA season goes through the winter. That's not something a lot of players want to deal with. So so that's obviously a benefit, and it just looks really good for the town to have that unity, to have people coming together 65,000 strong downtown just outside the building, watching that team win a championship. I mean, it's a credit to the sports community that exists here, a lot of Brewers fandom as well, and they're having a good season. So it's just good vibes in Milwaukee, and I know there's just a ton of enthusiasm right now for the Milwaukee Bucks.
And I want to wrap up. Immer wrote on our website about the article, "Congratulations, Milwaukee, a long time coming, and as a longtime St. Louis Cardinal fan, if the Cardinals can't do it, I hope the Brewers can. What do you think? 2 JR championships in a year? Am I getting greedy here?
Oh yeah, greedy, but why not? Why not shoot for the stars? You got one in the pot, you know, one in your hands. Let's do 2. I think this Brewers team is set up for a lot of really good postseason outlook. They've got pitching that they've never had before. Even the teams that made the postseason have never had anything like this on the pitching front. And their offense has some question marks, but you get to the postseason, all those games end up being really tight, 1-run, 2-run games. And they've got the horses to do that. So I would absolutely not rule that out. It might seem pie in the sky. They've never haven't been to the World Series since 1982. But, you know, this maybe the stars are just really aligned here in Milwaukee.
JR, thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely. Anytime.
That's JR Radcliffe, sports reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We talked to them about the Milwaukee Bucks and the end of their 50-year wait to win another NBA championship. Parade, by the way, downtown Milwaukee set to begin tomorrow at 11 in the morning, followed by a celebration in the Deer District.